With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Typical, on your phone again at the beginning of the podcast.
What's up? Whoa, oh, I'm here. I'm in.
Typical. Gosh. Again. Typical. We're starting a podcast. You're on your phone. You don't live in the present.
I was living in the present on my phone.
You don't live in the present. You don't live in the present.
I was texting the Dalai Lama, so you can...
Show me what you're texting. You're saying?
You don't want to read that. You wouldn't understand it.
Yeah, I would. What were you saying to the Dalai Lama? You were texting the Dalai Lama.
Your mind ain't ready for that. Actually.
You were texting the Dalai Lama.
Well, obviously I wasn't.
But yeah, exactly. So firstly, you're not living in the present. Second, you're lying.
Jay, just let it go.
No.
Can't. Sit back, relax. Come on.
You need to let things go.
Like what?
I don't know. Things.
Okay.
There's, like all that, the things you're hoarding.
I love the advice.
You're hoarding things.
Yeah.
And people know about it. People know you're a hoarder.
What do I hoard?
I
hoard
sinks.
I hoard kindness. Love. Yeah.
Do you know what you should hoard is empathy. Don't hoard any of that. Do you know what you shouldn't hoard is evil.
You're an absolute whore. Duh. Do you know what we should mention?
What?
This is probably the first podcast under our sparkling new rebrand. which by the way, want to set the scene a little bit. So
it's me knocking on the table because I'm that excited.
So that's Jane knocking away. So
here's an interesting thing just before we get into it. You know why the saying touch wood used to happen? Touch wood. In pagan times, they used to believe that the spirits lived in the wood. So what they used to do is bang, when you were telling something a secret you didn't want anyone to know, you used to bang on the wood as you were saying it, because otherwise the spirits would hear it and make it not come true. Hence the saying touch wood.
God, you love a fact, don't you? Do you know how many people die of Hoover deaths each year?
How many?
I don't know. I thought you might know because you're full of shit facts.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. We've got Lou Saunders on the podcast today. Our sound man, Felipe, was freaking out when she came on.
He had a semi.
Yeah. And then we had to send him out the room.
It was pretty fucking awkward.
It was really odd. And now he's shaking his head in embarrassment.
It was a really good, good chat, actually.
It was great. Little chat.
We touched many points.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of orgasm chat from you. Some spirituality chat, which was lovely.
Yeah. We got deep. Relationship chat. Relationship anxiety disorder chat. Most of the things we've gone into. Anyway, look, we're rambling. There's no point. Let's just get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to get in touch, please do go to the link tree in our bio on our Instagram or send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com. Send us a story. You want to hear some Halloween stories. Halloween stories. Send us some spooky stories. Send it through to us while we lead into the wonderful podcast with Lou Saunders. Should we
podcast?
Yeah.
Ooh, shall we?
Do you want a podcast?
I honestly love to podcast.
Oh, how many times a week do you podcast?
About once a month. Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. Not as regular.
Same as the gym. Yeah.
Okay. Jamie podcasts at least twice a day.
Do you just cough and cough off?
I start with a cough and go on.
I've never seen someone throw a cough like that before.
What's happened?
I can throw my voice too.
I've had one of these ghastly sweets and I've got half a
Don't be careful. You will choke.
Can you put it in your mouth, please?
No, because then I can't podcast.
Don't worry. I'll talk over you, you can't hold it in your hand.
I'm going to hold it. It's like one of those stress balls. It's giving me something to squeeze.
You're going to have sticky fingers. It's horrible.
Come on. Well, I'm keeping it for best. I'm keeping it for best.
You could always put it in a little tray right there for you.
You're very uncomfortable with me gripping this.
Well, I can feel you. I feel bad for you. I feel like you've got a jacket on. You got your whole...
I've got a jacket on in case I want to go at any time.
Okay, that's good.
My friend had sex with a man, no big deal. And he kept his coat on.
That's
what's the song? You can keep your hat, not jacket.
On, yeah.
See, that would work, but
mixed messages, though, isn't it?
Just in case he needs to dash. Mm.
Explain this.
Was it good sex? Did she say?
I know, terrible. It was
type of jacket.
She was
it?
A love addict. You know, just kept going for the wrong people, commitment issues.
Men that wear jackets.
Men that wear jackets. Yeah.
Is this you just in code? There was a friend of mine who had sex with someone and he was wearing your jacket. What is it like? Was it like a gilet or was
I hope it was like a parka and he had the hood up.
Oh,
like round some back alley.
Balaclava as well. No, I don't know what kind of jacket. I mean, get into that specifications.
Have you
podcasted? Yes.
Okay. Have you ever have you ever had a weird experience in sex? So I went straight in there.
In sex.
I don't know what you call it nowadays.
I've never had sex.
Okay, there we go. That's the end of that.
That's
she's lying. She's lying.
Never done it.
Never done it?
Just done hand stuff.
You've done hand stuff?
Yeah.
What's that? Where you massage each other's hands?
Yeah.
That's sexy.
Holding hands. I've just done holding hands. Yeah.
Oh, it's good. It's good stuff there.
Is it lovely? Mm. Is it wonderful?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
The first proper time I ever orgasmed.
Yes.
So I don't know why I'm going into this. This is really cool.
I like the poetic voice that you're talking with as well. The first time that next on BBC Radio 4.
Also,
the first time I ever orgasmed.
I don't know why, but when a man says when I orgasmed, it just seems a bit weird. I don't know why.
I like women orgasming as a...
Okay.
Well, just in general?
Yeah, I think it's better when they're... That story's better from a female point of view, you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot rarer.
Yeah. Well, no, apparently not in Jamie's world. He hits the spot every time.
Really?
Jamie actually you did your orgasm sound on one of the podcasts recently. Yeah. It was fucking awful. It's really actually terrifying. Amazing. It sounded like a turtle having sex.
Do you want to hear it?
Sophie loves the ocean.
Yeah. She really cares for the ocean, that one.
Yeah, I do want to hear it. And then I want to hear your first time your orgasm story, please.
Okay, so, well, my orgasm voice is... Oh, God.
I can't believe you're doing this again. It was
my
awful.
Orgasm voice... Oh, God.
Come on.
It would be...
Yeah, well, I recognize that. Actually, from my dad,
Sorry.
Runs in the family. Recognize that from his dad. Yeah.
What is your comment? Yours?
I can't. I don't want
yours
to.
Is I just came. That's it. Yeah. Oh, I just came.
I might have just come. I'm not sure. Can you check? Sound disgusted in yours. You're like, oh.
Mine is Darren, get to the toilet roll. There's mess everywhere. That's fine.
There's
How
that really
start
awkward
so
moment.
Quickly on this,
I don't even
should have
straight into
small
it.
Talk.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know where.
So you've got to lube people up.
Let's start. Let's go back round to the small talk.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna the first time. So, Lou and I we've come across each other.
Did you podcast it?
We've podcasted.
We have.
Mm, how long did it last?
I only go for sort of 48 minutes.
Okay. Was this in person or online?
Online.
Okay. That's very modern of you guys.
Lou doesn't, when I asked her to come on this podcast, she said, do you do it in person? Because I quite like my home.
I just like to do everything from my bed or sofa if possible.
Was this the same pre-COVID or is this a COVID ting?
Well, you know, it's 35 minute cycle each way. That's adding on an hour and 10.
Wait, from your house to here?
Yeah. Okay. It's quite good, actually.
I like it that you've added up the time. You've added up the time of how long it's going to take. But Lou and I, when we first met, and I think I can say this, Lou, we did a TV show together.
Have you heard of television?
Yeah.
TV?
I don't watch that. What is it?
Jamie's big into it.
Yeah,
Jamie loves the stuff.
I really like it. And Lou and I met, and I've always been a fan of Lou. Right. Yeah. I've always thought her comedy is very funny. Charming. No, I have.
He wasn't following me on any social media platform. He wasn't.
Nor were you.
Yeah, but I didn't say I was a fan of
you. Yeah, but I was a
classic presenter.
I'm a fan of Piers Brosnan. I don't. I'm a fan of Richard Gere.
Yes, yes, but you've got a poster of him on your wall. So
I'm a fan of Judi Dench. Do I follow her? No. So there you go. Anyway, it was a revelation for you, Lou.
Yeah, I loved Jamie Lang. And before that, mm-hmm. I just didn't think that I would. I just sort of wrote him off. And I was like, oh, reality TV star. Yeah. Thanks. I think we've got enough of those on comedy shows. Thank you. And then I met him and fell in love.
That's the biggest sentiment. He's not actually a massive twat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not actually that much of a twat.
Did you think the same about Alex? Be honest.
I mean, we've only known each other for...
I do like Alex's vibe. Yeah. But...
It's been a couple of minutes.
Ask me at the end.
Yeah. It could go horribly wrong.
You know, I write a lot of people. I'm quite spiritual and I try and be a really nice person. And I've recently realised I'm a bloody bitch because I write people off all the time. And then I meet them and I'm like, oh my God, they're lovely. And it's too late. I've already slagged them off.
But why do you straight away go
fear.
To...
Fear.
Okay.
Yeah. Fear.
Didn't even get to finish it. Fear.
It must be, mustn't it?
Is it fear? And why do I choose to judge people? Maybe because...
What do you judge people for?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking
you can't
if I do
for reality TV.
No, it's very hard to judge people. why would they do that? Yeah. Why would they do that?
And it's probably a show I would love as well. It's really like, it's staying in your little corner and being like, oh God, they're not people like us. And it's not very, because it's not how I see myself, but I do it. So,
because I would say you're a really open person.
Yeah, but there's this little part of me that's like, ugh. And I think it's...
That's what I do as well.
That was James Orgasm. Wow. She played the audio back.
It might be from having years of not getting on TV shows when I did comedy for years. I stood up for years.
Were reality stars getting the role instead.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But now throwing darts at a dartboard.
It's like, yeah, they're really good. Like, they know how to deliver and stuff. And then you're like, oh, but they're not stand-up. It's like, get over yourself and your stupid little...
But I think
you did really well recently on Question of Sport, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you not?
Boy, well, they liked me. Yeah.
The press went in on it.
Yeah, I never liked being after doing a TV show, unless it's like, I know, Bake Off or something like that. Yeah. I don't really get press around it, right? And I woke up to articles being like, Question of Sport hit new low.
No!
Because I wasn't a sportsman. Anyway, we spoke about this before, but hey, I don't mind.
That's horrible.
Thank you, Lou. I
thought it was very mean.
I don't think anyone should be mean in print or... You know,
just to your face.
No, yeah, just to your face. Just try. That's a TV show. Don't put it in print.
Put it in my face.
Why are we? So, why do the British public love to build people up and then crash them down?
Because we just that way inclined.
I think we're quite conditioned to be like that, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's like we want people to succeed, but then when they do succeed, it's like, well, no, fuck off.
But also, can I just say, I get your, and I think a lot of people have that idea towards reality stars or people who get jobs over you because they're just famous for being famous.
Yeah.
And that would irritate me as well.
And I think there's a bit of jealousy and bitterness if people are from well-to-do families, which is awful. I know, I'm being very honest here. There's a slight bit of like, oh, well, born into it. But like, that's crazy as well, because no one can help what they're born into. And if you're a nice person, you're a nice person.
Jay's the double whammy then. Well-to-do family, reality star twat.
Well, yeah. And yet very likable. So he's overcome a lot in a way.
It's actually quite annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really
do you know what you should
do?
You should write a book about how you've overcome such hardship. Did you know he's released a book? You probably do.
We spoke about it on Cuddle Club, which is her podcast.
Oh, is that why you went on it?
Yeah. No, not why I went on it. I wanted to go on it, but it happened to align itself in the perfect time when my book was released as well.
Promo schedule was quite busy, but...
Well, you could do it from home. What's your background then?
I've got to be going into that.
Yeah.
My background is I did reality TV as well.
Yeah.
Sadly, with this guy.
Yeah.
That's how we know each other.
I was about to say
criminal or...
I was going to go something Asian Mexican. I thought that's what you meant.
We still
that.
Need to find
oh, we
this
can't
out.
Do that anymore.
You can't do it. You can't do okay. Asian Mexican accent. Anymore.
No, I'm not going to do an accent.
Because well, he used to do it every morning.
Yeah, he used to do it.
I used to wake up with a good Asian accent and go to sleep with a good Mexican accent.
Last week, in fact, yeah. But so your family's got a bit bunts as well.
Not really, actually.
Have they not?
No, not particularly.
Very down to earth. Why?
Sorry, you went to private school.
I know, I went to private school, but my family don't actually have My family's a bit sort of all over the place, to be honest.
But Luz, but I would... so you are not posh.
Mm-mm.
You're not posh. Don't know why I said it twice. For a different reaction.
Just to make sure.
Wait, you're not posh?
Nobody's ever asked me if I went to private school. Put it that way.
I would...
If you go to private school, you ask other private school people, so where did you school?
Do you?
It's the worst. At like old house parties, it used to be the most cringe thing to hear over the kitchen table. So where did you school? Fuck off.
I would say that you're a posh.
Yes.
You're posh. I would say you were posh.
Well, no.
You're posh.
What determines being posh, though? That's the thing. Like, how can you define someone who's posh?
I guess accent, money, schooling.
But I don't think money defines you if you're posh.
Well, I think it's often attributes to it, isn't it?
Lou?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think...
Right,
I
what know. Do you think it is?
Well, I have no clue what it... I don't know. Someone asked me this the other day when I had an interview and they said, you're posh, but how would you define that you're posh? And
what were you interviewing for? McDonald's?
Yeah,
you said, I'll take you by my house.
Yeah. You want to see my second pool? What do you want to see?
You want to see posh?
But I think it... But anyway, going back to the original point, I do think that I remember when Made in Chelsea won the BAFTA and we got on stage and I remember looking into the audience and just realizing how embarrassing it all was. Because there was, I promise you, because there was like Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch sitting there and they were all looking at us and I was like, and I cheered so much getting on stage and then I suddenly realized, oh God, what have I been cheering for? And everyone is just looking at us.
But also, you've got to have light and shade. You've got to have room for everything. You can't watch Olivia Colman all day, every day, can you?
There's got to be...
I love Olivia Colman, but you know...
There's got to be room for crap.
There's got to be room. There's got to be room, you know, yeah. You know, sometimes you want some junk food. And you've also got that market as well. I'm kidding.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so when did you then...
I think you've got a beautiful soul. Can I say that?
You have a beautiful soul as well.
Thank you.
But Lou, we do. We have a great connection.
Okay.
We have a comfortable connection.
I think we probably knew each other in a past life.
What do you reckon you are?
No, I reckon I was
sisters!
A person.
Sisters!
Bye!
I can see that, actually.
No, there was this thing that I was listening to a podcast or something, or was watching something on TV and...
I've never seen someone eat a can of Kittens in four pieces. Took you four attempts.
Did you just put that in your mouth?
People don't like you eating on a podcast, so I'm doing it very subtly.
I do it all the time.
So people don't like you eating, but you're still doing it, but just subtly?
I'm sucking.
I saw this TV show, I can't remember where I saw it, where they were asking a question, what is the scariest thing your child has ever said to you?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and this...
Oh, I love this shit. I know what you're going to say. Sorry.
Yeah, and the mother said, my child came up to me and they were looking at... She was looking on the map and he said, the three-year-old said, oh, I used to live there and pointed to the north of Russia.
Mm.
And she went, no, you, oh, she thought it was like some sort of, you know, geography thing or whatever, 3 years old. And he went, no, and he explained the house and everything that happened there and what, who they lived with. And
started speaking Russian.
Started speaking Russian.
Started doing the Russian dance. Yeah.
If he started doing that at 3 years old, I'd punch him. I'd honestly, stop it.
Stop being ridiculous.
But you're spiritualist. You believe in this supernatural.
Well, it's true. There's loads of stuff. On TikTok, there's like whole hashtags devoted to that thing.
That's where I saw it. I saw it on TikTok.
Yeah, I thought when you said TV show, I thought, yeah, he's talking about TikTok. Okay.
I know. Do you know what? I lied.
Our algorithms are the same.
I lied. I wanted to make it sound a bit better. It was definitely on TikTok. I 100% knew it was.
I was reading this ancient novel, ancient text, and I came across this story.
Yeah.
Algorithms are the same.
Yeah. So actually, I come off TikTok now, but...
Why did it make you too spiritual?
Yeah, too spiritual, yeah. Mm. I was having a break. I thought, I'm not ready to evolve to enlightenment yet.
What are your beliefs with spirituality?
Oh, hello.
Oh, well.
How deep do we want to go? Mm-hmm.
I was going to make a joke then, but...
then you didn't want to.
No, it's not good enough. Then I told you. I stopped myself. So
you're about to tell a joke.
Look, we've all been reincarnated. It do you think that? Sense. Yes, I do.
Okay, so it reincarnated from other human beings?
Could be a little dog.
Mm. Okay.
So do you believe that we have this sort of eternal...
soul.
Eternal soul.
Because nothing dies. Energy doesn't die. It can't die. Ask a physicist or something. I don't know.
Ask TikTok.
Yeah. Ask someone smarter, but I think that's the gist of it. No, I'm pretty sure energy can't die, so your body can die. Then where's your spirit going?
Mm.
Pops it into something else, I dare say. Also, when you do certain drugs, you're like, yeah, I think...
Which ones?
I think I know the secrets to the universe. Thank you.
Yeah. 5 a.m. around the kitchen table. Yeah. Sit down. I've worked it out.
Okay. Lily looks plain, everything. How long have you got?
It's just there looking absolutely mental with hair everywhere.
But this is true, right? You know, people who do DMT, people who do mushrooms like quite regularly, like ayahuasca, all that kind of stuff, they definitely have...
In the psychiatric ward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They definitely have a belief that there is, this isn't, you know, we either live in this matrix world or there's something beyond it, or the energy is always there.
Yeah.
The idea of a matrix really bums me out. I really hate that.
Why?
Because then we have no meaning, and that upsets me.
Or we have triple meaning.
I think it's meaning that we can't quite understand it. I don't think our sort of human brains are able to comprehend what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
But it's like those blind moles. If you think they can't see, maybe we're the same. We can't see. Yeah. We don't have that sense. Like the mole doesn't have.
Oh, sight. Okay. But I think this differently. Okay, so I think this. I get upset with the fact that we potentially have no purpose.
I hate to see Jamie upset. I hate to see little Lang upset.
Give him purpose. Give him purpose.
He's sweet. He's not enough.
He thought it would be, but it's not. He must do every TV show. He's still trying to find his purpose. Was it dancing? No. Was it dating and dancing? Maybe. We'll find out on Mondays, BBC Three.
Are you like Morgan Freeman presenting my life? Are you narrating my life?
I'll narrate my life. I'll do your eulogy in Morgan Freeman's accent really badly.
Do Morgan Freeman's accent, try.
No.
But we do have purpose. Yeah, Why do you think that negates our purpose?
Because when I was a bit younger, I had a sudden realization. Someone else had this once. I can't remember who I was speaking
to. Someone
on
TikTok.
No, it wasn't someone on TikTok. I was being interviewed by someone. And he was an interviewer and he was for a podcast. And I was talking about mortality for some reason. And he said when he was about 8 years old, he suddenly realized mortality like existed. That at some day we were going to die. Mm. And that really upset him because he suddenly went, oh, wait, we're all going to die. So what is the point of all of this? And he suddenly realized that. And when I was a bit older, I had the same sort of thing. I suddenly realized that we are going to die.
Took you to 30 though, didn't it?
Yeah, took me 31. Yeah, took me a while. Sorry, what? What happens if we... And that for some reason made me think, oh, wait, hang on a second. There needs to be more than this. And that's why I think faith is... I'm not that religious. I'm not really religious. I believe in a higher being, I think. But faith is important. God, I love how deep we're getting. But faith is important because it gives you that sense of purpose.
Yeah. But there is a purpose, because it's to grow your soul. So you learn the lessons. This is what I think anyway. You learn your lessons, grow your soul through uncomfortable things and, you know, other stuff. And then you come back again and then you have less lessons and your soul evolves. And it's quite fun.
I think, yeah, that's a really nice way of putting it. Because if I think about the way I think now to how I did maybe 5 years ago, it's completely different.
Yeah.
Like I've evolved so much.
Yeah, but what Lou's saying is when you die, you come back and your soul has learnt more. That's what you're saying.
Well, no, I'm saying that we're here to experience things in this form, in this body, whatever, but to grow our soul. And then we learn some lessons and then we probably go and do it again.
So I think there's a difference between like the human mind.
Oh, watch out for the water.
It's holy water. There's a difference between the human mind, which is possibly where we're learning. We think we're kind of learning these things, whereas the soul that kind of sits behind that is always... Yeah. It's kind of just nothing. It doesn't feel like that. It observes what we're feeling, but it doesn't. It's not necessarily a part of that.
Okay, so do you think life is about educating or...
No, because that's the mind. I mean, sure, learn stuff. It's all a game, really, I think. It's all a game. Like, so you learn things, like do stuff with your body. That's all
What level are you on?
I'm 12. About 1,000 levels. Last!
But, better get back on your Game Boy.
But then we all overthink too much and we use our mind all the time and we don't, like, but our soul isn't anything to do with that. That's all to do with ego, of like how clever we are or how, what we were saying earlier, like what socioeconomic bracket we're in, blah blah blah. That's all like mind thinking, identifying with something that isn't real. But the soul, that's the only thing that is real, really.
Yeah, so it's like the way I look at it is your ego builds up over, say, 30 odd years of experience, what you think you are, where you think you sit, like in society, and all these different things, what your name is, what color your hair is, all this type of stuff. And the soul has to then look through all of those different layers of what you've been sort of conditioned to believe. And if you can dissolve those, then you kind of see clearer.
That's
you see,
perfect.
Like the beauty of the world.
Yeah. Well, I love how you're whispering to make it sound like more meaningful.
Keep going.
No, but he's put it much better than I could. Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one.
But the thing which I find hard with life, if we go into it, is that life is quite full of sadness.
Yeah, but you don't attach to the suffering if you can. So the suffering is. You explain it.
I think the way I viewed sadness a few years ago is very different to now. Like I see sadness and pain as actually kind of like a building block almost. It is shit, yeah, but you can kind of take stuff from it and try and sit back a little bit if possible.
Cool, we're getting quite deep.
I mean, it's sometimes easier said than done. Like, you know, you have all these beliefs and you talk about the ego and dissolution of the ego and stuff. But then when something fucking bad happens, you're like, okay,
I really wanted that film.
I really wanted to go on Question of Sport again.
But the Buddhists just say that suffering is just an attachment to an outcome. So if you just let everything wash over you, it's like, oh, it's not meant to be. Oh, it's not. And that does get easier with age. But if we identify too strongly with any ego part, like, you know, the way we look or income or whatever, then that's where the suffering comes, because we think we have to have this thing, which isn't real and changes.
If you attach to it, then it becomes a problem. If you just let it, if you observe it and let it sort of go by, then...
Which is a lifelong work to do.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so hang on. So yes. Okay, so we've...
Yes.
Yeah. And Jamie, this is when I want to tell you, I slept with your girlfriend. Just observe it. Let it go.
Let it go. Don't attach, babe.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's true. So right, so okay.
Sophie's choice.
Yeah. Yeah. She was really into it.
Very good. So on the podcast, what we do is we talk about, like, I've spoken a lot about anxieties and things like that. Mm. And for me, when I had anxiety, what I kept doing was I kept fighting it. Oh, I'm not this person. I'm not this person. Yeah. I'm not this person. Okay, I'm not. I'm confident. This, I'm that, I'm outgoing. Why am I? Why? And then I had tinnitus, or I have tinnitus, right? Which is a constant ringing in your ears. And for me, what you have to, because it's incurable, you have to accept it.
Yeah.
Like an aircon in the room, right? Or when you're on a plane and the plane makes a noise, but you cancel out. So I had to accept it. And it took me a while to accept it. But suddenly I went, okay, well, so if you accept things, then perhaps you become accustomed to it. Your body becomes accustomed to it. So I, with anxiety that I was having, like bad times with it, I suddenly went, okay, well, maybe I should just try and accept it.
Yeah.
And so when I finally accepted it, I went, oh, it became much easier to handle.
Yeah.
But it took me years, it took me 10 years to accept it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, holy shit.
Because that's what anxiety is. It's just an obsessive attachment to those thoughts, isn't it? Yeah. You constantly run those thoughts over and over again in your head and you don't let go of them.
Yeah, that's what the whole point is, right, is also, so I read this lecture, which is called Why Zebras Don't Have Ulcers. Mm. And the thing...
It wasn't a lecture, it was on TikTok, let's be honest. You were sat in a lecture on TikTok.
I just found it sounds so smart. Yeah. I read this lecture. No, I did. You can listen to it. It's like an audio thing, right? I listened to it. It's called Why Zebras Don't Have Ulcers. And the point is animals live in the present. So,
yes,
so, all
that shit.
Yeah, so a zebra goes to the watering hole, it drinks from the watering hole, it gets chased by the lioness, it escapes the lioness and goes back to the same watering hole and drinks from the same place without fear. Yeah. As humans, we can't do that. We run into the street, someone shoots us, we escape, we go, oh my God, we were nearly shot. Oh my God, what happens if I was shot? And you process like that. But actually, if you just think, okay, that's just happened, forget about it, move on, and you just accept it like animals do, you then don't get ulcers.
Yeah, Lou, it's all that Eckhart Tolle stuff, isn't it? The power of now. If we could all live in the moment and just trust, like every moment unfolds and we'd be like, oh, we'll just deal with this. There's nothing we can't really deal with. We all have to face death. We all have to face all of it. Mm. But then if we think the soul is eternal and, you know, it doesn't really matter, I don't know. If we just accepted everything.
But that's hard when you're a comedian.
No, because if you're on stage, the best gigs are when you're in the moment. If you're not in the moment, you're kind of fucking it. Because they know. Mm. If you're in your head reciting a script, I mean, yeah, we do have like things we say, but you have to be in the moment delivering them.
Really? Mm. Oh my God, that's so interesting. Because I would assume, right? I was about to say my brief stand-up. I did it once. Yeah, my brief stand-up career. But I would say that, you know, it's all about feedback and it's all about...
That's being in the moment though, isn't it? Responding as it comes. Like if the audience are like aggressive or whatever they are, you're like feedback them in the moment. You can't like plan
They were for
that.
Jamie's gig.
Yeah. Fucking wanker. Yeah. Yeah.
Got what no was feedback. Like?
So I told you. Well, I had to repeat the joke.
Oh, yeah. And
I had to repeat the punchline.
Should have just believed in the universe, mate.
No one's ever done that.
But it's
repeating a punchline? But I've told you my opening joke.
Tell me again, because I forget.
How could you not remember it?
I told you this opening joke when I was on stage. It was my second one ever. And the first one, I was like, this is easy. I was like, ha-ha, I could go and sell out Wembley now. It's my calling. I was always meant to do stand-up. Second one, I went on and I tried to be funny. Where the first one, I just told stories. Second one, I tried to be funny. And I got on stage and went, this is my second time being here. And straight away, they were like, well, he's a cocky shit. Because I was being a bit of a swagger on me.
Right, yeah.
And I went, I got on a cab to come to the Comedy Store. And I said to the taxi driver on the way here, mate, do you mind if I practice my routine on you? And he went, go on, mate, go on. And he spoke like that because he's working class.
Oh, yes.
The audience.
Oh, no.
You heard this? Oh. You know when audience move, and I was like, "Oh,
did you write that yourself?"
No, I did kind of with Tom Lucy, who's a friend of mine. He helped me do it.
Tom Lucy, he's like, "Comedy's full. We don't need any more straight white men."
I know that was literally it. Yeah. And the audience hated it, and then the audience just—I that was my first thing, and from then on, it was gone.
Yeah, got to be likable at the top.
I found that out. I know. Now I found that out. So, but when you
get back to it. You could do it again.
No, I don't know. It's too tough for me. But for you, but also...
You've got to punch up. You've got to take the piss out of posh people.
When was your first ever gig?
It's right now.
It's it now. But how old were you when you first did it?
2 years old.
Level two.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a question for you. How do I get a little family signet ring?
From hundreds of years of family wealth.
Do you? Can I make my own crest?
I've got fake
egg and crest. You can.
Fake ones?
Well, they're just not real. They're just pinky rings.
Can I get fake pinky ring?
If we got married.
Mm. Big if, but...
No. Well, from your side of mine, I don't
know. Well, Sophie's, I think. Sophie and Jamie's.
If we
get married...
If we got married, you could then...
When we get married.
When we get married. Firstly, do you think we would be good together if we were married?
I think so. It's Tigger and Tigger.
Yeah, see, that's not a good sign.
It's a good sign.
Does that work?
Very bouncy.
Yeah. Ah! Morning!
Maybe Eeyore.
But if we got married,
yeah.
you could then
Have a signet ring.
You can have a signet ring, but you could have a crest.
And that's how Jamie lures in most of his dates. If we get married, you could have one of these.
And I've got crest teeth base, so we're all bringing something to the table.
Hey, okay, listen, Alu, that has got to be the end of part one. You're going
to
stick.
It's got to be at this stage.
You can't say that. You can't say that.
Lou actually said in the lift on the way up, she's like, "How long is the podcast?" So delighted when she heard it. It was 50 minutes.
And we went 50. She went, "Exactly, that's perfect. That is a perfect time." Yeah.
I won't do more than 50. Well, listen, like Cinderella.
We just rolled for about half an hour. So,
oh, wow, yeah, it just flies by when we're with my boys, doesn't it?
With the boys.
I love how you stumbled over my boys. Just flies by when with my boys.
No, but it does.
All right, listen. You going to stick around part two?
Yeah, but I've got my goodie bag now, so no, yeah, of course I will. I love being with my boys.
See you in part two.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.